Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
I was determined over the weekend, determined to rewrite history, to bounce back from last year's cluster when Kristen and I were hanging out on a lake together. And I was really like, it was me and Amanda, the only ones that could really drive a boat. And I volunteered confidently saying, I got this, Kristen. Don't you sweat it. So we went to rent a pontoon boat last year. And I'd never taken a pontoon boat and pulled it out of the slip or back in open water. I got this. But how hard can it be? How hard can it be? You back up, you put it in forward, and then things are fine. Okay? Right. How hard can it be? So if you weren't listening last year, it turned out to be harder than I thought. When I reversed it, things were fine. And then I panicked. I didn't back it out enough. And then when I went to slowly, because as you pull the boat out of the slip, you're still in a wake zone. You got people that are pulling boats in and pulling them out. So you're supposed to go very slowly out of the slip until you get into open water, and then you floor it. So I know this. I'm reversing it. I'm starting to panic because there are some boats behind me also. So then I, for whatever reason, didn't have the right touch on the accelerator, and I pressed that thing forward as fast as I could accidentally, and I ran it right into the side of the dock with Burt Show listeners also preparing their boat as well.
A Burt Show father and his children.
And I went right into the dock, man. Right into the dock.
Like the thing lifted up and then settled back down.
You rocked that thing.
I rocked.
It was documented, and
we had the security footage.
Humiliating. Damn, Burcho.
Yeah.
That's what the dude said. So, a year has passed now, and here we are now on July 4th weekend, and Kristen and I decide we are going to do it again. We are going to the lake house together to celebrate with your kid, Jimmy.
Yep.
Amanda's kid, Asa.
Yep.
Amanda and I will be there. Bart will be there, and we will make this part of the tradition.
We will. And funnily enough, where we rented the house, it was only 5 minutes from the scene of the crime.
It was much closer. It was much closer this year. Yeah.
And so I, you know, we booked the house, and then I immediately go to book a pontoon for a day, and wouldn't luck have it. It's the same place we went from the year before.
I was just imagining as soon as they saw me coming up, they were going to go like, absolutely not. And then Kristen, to make it worse, does what?
Well, I filmed the whole entire thing.
Well, no. You put in the notes.
Oh, yes.
Like, this is the guy that crashed the boat last year. Just want to let you guys know.
You just get the awkwardness out the way.
I put in the comments that I promised that you would not hit any docks this year.
Well, I don't know that was a good promise.
Well, so that was the promise.
So I want to tell you guys that, A, I'm proud of myself for being so determined, because I think in this world, when something that bad happens, you can say, I am never doing that again. Or you got people that are like, okay, I'm going to get better at this at some point. You got to start with a failure, which I clearly did last year. I am not going to let that take away from my fun. So that's kind of what my mentality was at. I am going in and I am doing it. But I got to be honest with you, the day before, I started to have a little anxiety attack about it.
I can see it. I can see it on your face. So for the 4th, we did not rent the boat. And plus the lake was really crazy.
Yeah.
So it was Saturday the 5th that we went and rented the pontoon. And so we had an entire day on the 4th just to chill lakeside by the pool. Nothing big. And I could see the anxiety building in this man's body and his face.
Think about it all day.
He, you know, he was putting on a brave face, but you could tell that it was starting to get him.
It was popping into my head from time to time. Mm. Right.
And then Saturday morning, the time has come. We're supposed to pick up the pontoon at 10. And so we're all up. We're doing breakfast. What does this one do? Hulk comes in. I don't know if it's because he was nervous or not, but he breaks the coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a sign.
It's a bad omen for sure.
Well, in a half an hour, we'll get into the comedy of errors of the entire weekend for me. But outside the coffee maker, yes. I was focused.
Okay. So, of course, we want to make him as at ease as possible.
Yeah.
So if you've ever watched the show Ted Lasso, mm-hmm. all right, they have a sign that says believe above the door that they all like.
In the locker room.
In the locker room. Yeah. In the locker room above the coach's office door.
Yeah.
There's a sign that says believe. But it's a little skew. It's always a little crooked. So we made a believe sign, put it a little bit of crooked above the door as you exit the lake house, right? And we made him tap the believe sign that he, you know, he believes he can do it.
Bart starts playing Eye of the Tiger.
better than the Titanic theme.
Yeah, that is true.
That would have been better. So we get into the car. I'm driving, and then Amanda's sitting shotgun, and then Bert's in the back. So it's the three of us. We opted not to take the kids to the dock just for safety precautions.
Yeah, because that could be scarring.
Yeah, for sure.
not them being on the boat, just watching what potentially could happen.
Mm-hmm. And so you were, I'm trying to like describe your vibe because you were a calm, quiet, but I could feel a little bit of nerves from you.
I was trying to play it out in my head on exactly how I was going. I was visualizing. Go slow while mm-hmm. you're backing up. Go super slow when you go forward also. Give yourself plenty of room. So I was going over the whole thing in my head.
Yeah.
All of it.
So we get there, we check in. No problem. He's sitting there. She's going over safety precautions. He's Bert's focused. I don't think I've ever... This man, he's not even... like. I wish he was this focused during the show. Like, he was focused on what she was saying. Dialed in.
Okay, that was a lie. I don't know anything she said.
Okay.
She's going through all like the checklist of the boat, and I'm saying, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I'm looking like I'm focused on it because I want them to give us the boat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes, got it. I didn't hear a word she said.
That's good to know.
All I'm thinking is pulling out that boat. Man. So, I'm just like, get this over with so I can get in the boat and get it over with.
So now we, all the paperwork is signed. We walk outside. We go to the back where the dock is, all the boats are. And the first thing we notice, like, and there's the scene of the crime from last year. Like, there is the dock that he hit right there.
Now, I'm actually looking at it before we get into the pontoon boat. And as I'm looking at the layout of the marina, and now that I've got a good bird's eye view of it, I'm like, how did I mess that up last year? Hmm. There is so much room.
It's a lot of space.
So much
just
room.
Just keep going.
I'm like, I think like geometrically, it's not even possible to do what I did last year. There's so much room.
We're sitting there, we're just looking like, how the hell did you hit the dock? You have lake for days. It makes no sense. Now, Amanda gets on the boat with him because, again, she grew up on a lake and she is very, very familiar with boats. She is going to be on the boat, but it is going to be Bert that is doing all of the heavy lifting.
I will say that I felt way more comfortable and confident with her on the boat because she has done this her entire life. So if things were going to go wrong, she was going to guide me through it.
But I'm standing there and I noticed something. There's something different this year than there was last year. And I 10 out of 10 recommend this place that we rented from, but they definitely gave us an older model. It was not as nice of a boat as it was last year. And to be fair, we rented later, so maybe that came into play, but that was like the only pontoon they had left to rent to us.
Maybe that's
but
it.
I definitely noticed it was one of the more vintage boats of the fleet.
Yeah, maybe okay. so. Maybe yep. so.
The classic version.
But then I'm looking and I'm counting and I'm like, one, two, three,
Four. They had four people helping Bert get out of the slip. And they did not have that many people last year.
They're going through the checklist of things. And that's when I was focused. Like, he's telling me exactly where all the life jackets are and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm locked in on the whole thing. And I quite honestly, I'm like, this could have gone on for an hour and I would have been fine. I was in no rush to get into that boat and try to back it up. So they give me the checklist. Finally, Amanda and I are on the boat and it's time, right? Everything's going fine. Turn it on. Engine goes. No problem. I'm very gingerly, slowly reversing that thing. And I had joked to Amanda that I'm going to go so slow that the wind might pick up and it will blow me back because that's how careful I'm going to be. That was the joke. And that's exactly what happened. I was going so slow pulling that thing out that the wind was pushing me back out of the marina. I wasn't giving it nearly enough juice.
Dude, I'm standing there on this and I'm like, where is he going? Like, he just kept drifting and I'm like, oh my God, he is going to hit something else because he's going too freaking slow.
It's like doing it. So I'm doing like a 3-point turn in a stadium parking lot.
Okay.
When there are no other cars.
And then Amanda's standing there and she's not like, she's giving minimal guidance. Like, you got this. She's like, you got this.
I started to panic a little bit. You couldn't hear it, but she was definitely calming me down.
Yeah. And so, he's just slowly drifting the wrong direction, like towards the interstate. And I'm like, where are you freaking going?
You had to be going pretty damn slow.
So slow. Dude. Okay. I think I might have been in neutral. Barely above neutral.
So then he's like, okay, we're going to pick up the speed. And as I'm standing there watching it, he picks up, but he's not turning it sharp enough and he's headed towards the dock.
No,
yes,
I was.
And I'm like, are you?
You gotta be kidding.
You said you had the widest berth known to man. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to hit the dock again.
So Amanda starts guiding me like, okay, we're going to have to reverse it again.
Yep.
We reverse it again. I get the right feel of the accelerator this time and then pull it out. No problem.
Okay.
Oh,
but it was definitely a little bit slower than it should have been for sure. Now the other win, and then we'll get to the losses later on this hour. I pulled it back into the slip.
Oh, you're skipping a part in between though, because I hauled butt back to the house. Because again, we're like literally a 5-minute drive from the marina, so not far. I haul butt back to the house. I get the kids. We go out back because we're going to watch Mr. Burt bring the boat into our slip at the lake house, right? And so he's coming in and I'm watching. I'm like, wow. And it's a cove and it's going to be a little bit on the tricky side. And I'm like, all right, this is going to be a true test. Amanda was driving.
Yeah. I said to her, I'm like, I need a win. So I'm backing out fine. You take over from here. So she pulls it into the slip. And then at the end of the day, I pulled it back in. Did okay.
You did, because Bart then
was fine.
Got no one to stop.
Bart was the one that took him back to pick them up from the marina. And he stood there and like proud parents said, Mama KK got him pulling out. And then Papa Bart got him pulling in.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.